The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, radio listeners. I am Jay. I'm your friend, the host, right here of the Jay Garvin Show on KRDO News Radio. And here is our morning traditional sound. That's my energy drink, baby. People say they're bad for you, but I get this brand XS that's got some good sucralose sweetener in it. It's got like 4,900% B12, and I'm jumping from cloud to cloud here in the studio with Matt, my producer, and I am still buzzing from the Thursday night Trump rally. My father-in-law gave me a play-by-play because, of course, I had too many things to do on Thursday in my life to break away like I did with President Trump at UCCS during his campaign. But my father-in-law and mother, they went ahead and outlasted the cold. They fought it back, and they got inside, got a great seat. And my father-in-law wanted to tell everybody that he is a Latino for Trump. He had his camouflage Trump hat on, and I had a great chance to watch it on the TV. Couldn't find him in the crowd, the packed-out crowd, but it was an amazing event. Not just for politics. I'm all about economies. I'm all about Colorado Springs, and to have the actual president come. And, you know, it was interesting because the vice president came as well, Vice President Pence, and he met with Focus on the Family and some other amazing organizations here in our very proud and beautiful Pikes Peak region and city of Colorado Springs and all the amazing townships and cities around us. But today, I've got a conversation just along those lines. Actually, this is the muse from our producer, Matt. He spoke to me and one of my friends, good friends. He's going to be a special guest today, Justin Hermes of Real Estate Realities. And Matt said, Jay, I've been receiving phone calls about everybody's curiosity with investment properties. Curiosity with how can I simply wrap my mind around being a landlord? What is it like to be a landlord? Can I even handle that job? Or do I not even want to consider that? And is it something for me? And question after question after question. So with a very quick drum roll today, Matt, today's show is titled Being a Landlord and Understanding Investment Property Ownership. So this is a really action-packed topic. I tell Matt that I'm one of the few that can make property management and mortgage exciting, and I want to make it exciting for you because here it is, right there, money, money, money. That's what it is. It's retirement. It's one of the few ways of residual income for you and me, the middle class, to make our millions, to make our retirement, to get all that cold, hard cash so we can upgrade to our Ford Escapes and our Kias and go into retirement with a little bit of cash, ching, ching, in the bank. And I'm going to break this down, really. The show premise, after the muse of Matt, my producer, saying, hey, we really need to have an in-depth conversation dedicated solely to being a landlord, and that's why the title is that. But with real estate popularity and the profitability around us becoming so prevalent, more and more people are asking questions, investigating on what it takes to become a property owner, and more specifically, in this case, a landlord instead of hiring a property manager. So this is what I do for a living. If you have any interest in selling a house, if you have any interest in buying a house, if you have any interest in getting financially approved for a refinance or a purchase, I'm your hombre. I'm the guy you call. I've done this for 21 years. I've been licensed since 2009 for the last 11 years since it was required. Numerous times people have asked me to get my real estate license, but I'm center-focused and have great real estate agents that work with me. You can call me at 719-330-1457, 330-1457, or you can just go to churchillcolorado.com. Please don't forget that on March 17th, I'm doing an exclusive two-hour class just on this, Investment Property Ownership 201. That specific class is the second in a series and will cover building your team and following a roadmap of success. See, just like anything else, you have to keep things simple in order to truly find success in life. It's one of the things I love the most about Dave Ramsey and Ramsey Solutions, who we partner with. Dave Ramsey owns the space of debt-free living. Even though he has thousands of pieces of real estate, he doesn't ever do shows about how to buy and diversify yourself in real estate. He really focuses on the 7 baby steps. And that's getting $1,000 of emergency reserve, getting rid of all of your debt through the debt snowball technique, getting 3 to 6 months of your budget reserves. So if you have a $5,000 budget and there's 6 months, if you're self-employed, of reserves, you want to get $30,000 in reserves. Then, of course, you want to save 15% of your gross income towards retirement. Then you want to go ahead and make sure that college savings is set aside for you or your children. Then, of course, 6 is where I own the space with Churchill and the Jay Garvin Show. Pay your home off early. And then, of course, step number 7 that Dave Ramsey just pounds every day is build wealth and give away graciously or abundantly. And with me, I stay focused personally on getting you qualified for a loan that will lead you to debt-free home ownership. So many people in this society are incentivized to help you make bad financial decisions based on their commission or their salaries. And Churchill Mortgage, with one of our mottos being it's never the wrong time to do the right thing regardless of the circumstance, I want to walk you through 2 things in life. Number 1, how to get financially approved and use mortgage, both in purchase and refinance, as a tool that will lead you to actually a debt-free retirement. And number 2, building residual income through the sole method of investment property ownership. My wife and I own 5 separate rental properties right now that we have tenants in, and we've done it for more than 8 years, and I'm the property manager. My wife is the property manager. This is actually the first year that we as a family are going to pay her 10% property manager fees to M&M Accounting. So it's a topic I can talk on. But I've been experimenting with renting and being a landlord myself since 2004. That's 16 years. And I am going to have the expert, not on this next segment as I lay out the details of the topic, but in the 3rd segment, you have to stick around because Justin Hermes is going to be here, that he has 4 separate people on his team, and he has over 100 properties that he manages as a property manager, and because he owns some of those, he's actually the landlord as well. So don't go anywhere. Make sure all of you during the break do 2 things. Number 1, go to my website, churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my investment property class, following a roadmap and building your team, on the 17th of March. That's a Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. It's going to sell out. It's complimentary for you, the radio listeners. There's going to be other individuals there that are paying $95. But if you go and sign up, and I recommend as a couple, don't come alone. You can if you have to, but bring your spouse or bring your friend to learn with you, to have an accountability partner through the process. So don't go anywhere, as I'm going to talk more about being a landlord, understanding investment property ownership, and most importantly, making it profitable and a residual retirement for you right here on the Jay Garvin Show. And I will tell you right when I return the 3 secrets to my having 100% success in occupation rate for all my tenants right after the break. The 3 secrets right after the break.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to The Jay Garvin's Show right here on KRDO. And I want to commend all of you. Two separate individuals right during the break signed up for my next investment property class, 201, following a roadmap and selecting your team for investment property ownership. That's on March 17th. That's a Tuesday. And for the rest of you, the next 12 of you that sign up, I have got complimentary Remodeling Expo 2020 tickets. That's a week before my class that I'm going to be doing on the 17th. This is actually on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 13th, 14th, and 15th of March. These tickets are a $10 value, and you could go to the Remodeling Expo 2020, compliments of the Jay Garvin Show. You just need to go to ChurchillColorado.com, enter in your information under the menu pull-down of classes and events, and you'll see the March 17th, Tuesday evening at 6:30 class. And for the rest of you, I want to continue on with being a landlord and that conversation of understanding investment property ownership. I honestly believe with all my heart and soul that investment property ownership is the most direct and one of the last simple acts that you can do in the middle class to get residual income and to become an everyday millionaire, just like Chris Hogan talks about in his book. There really is only three ways to do this. The first and the most popular way is what Dave Ramsey promotes of putting 10 to 15% of your gross income into a long diversified 401k, Roth IRA, mutual fund blend, something like that. But with the market and the volatility, I give that approach a C+. Now, another approach that I take that I give an A+. See, that one is very, very easy. You just put money away and you let someone else worry about its growth. And I think that's acceptable and direct forward, but it's a little bit uneasy for someone like me that's a control freak that likes to control my wealth and see it grow. And I've personally not had a lot of luck with the 401ks, the Roth IRAs. I haven't seen them grow that much, but I've been self-employed a majority of my life. So that's a separate story. The other way, which I think is actually the most effective way to build wealth as a middle class, but so few people do it. See, 80% of the people in and listening to this radio show, to include myself now as a employee and licensed loan officer at Churchill, can put money into a 401k. But the second way is actually building a business. Like I built Garvin's Mortgage Group from 2005 to 2015 for 11 years. It gained value, and then I partnered and sold it to Churchill. And you can take an idea or a self-employed job like mortgage, and you can build value, leverage your product and your people, power on your team, productivity, profitability, and sell it. That's how the big Zuckerbergs with Facebook and Jeff Bezos and Microsoft and Bill Gates and Larry Ellison and Oracle and goes on and on and on and on. People have built businesses and sold them. And for every one of those huge examples of like Berkshire Hathaway and Amazon, you have hundreds of thousands of small businesses, and you can do that. But that's only out there for 3 to 10% of the population. But the third one, investment property ownership, is absolutely essential. And let me tell you this one story as I lay out with real estate and its popularity and the profitability coming on. It's something we all have to consider. And the fact that my wife and I thought at first we were going to buy one property, and then I progressed to something called the three little houses, which is 1, 2, 3 houses for my wife, get them paid off before she's 60, $2,000 a month rent. Yes, she is the landlord. I am the landlord. We are the property managers. We don't farm that out to a company. We do that for experience, profitability, and now she's going to get $2,000 times three houses, $6,000 a month gross income, $72,000 a year for doing nothing more than managing three properties. And from the time that she is 60 years old to 70 years old, she will make $720,000 of residual income for shoe shopping and spending time with her unborn grandchildren. I mean, our kids are 14 and 16, and we are planning already to where we want to be when their unborn kids need our attention. And you can do the same. God is no respecter of any one individual. And if we can do it, Lord knows, grammatically incorrect, over-talking, simpleton Jay Garvin's, if I can do it, you can do it. Now, we got so excited that I raised my hand and said, hey, honey, if we got you the three little houses, I want three little houses. So then we got a fourth house and a fifth house. And then I actually bought a sixth house, and I'll explain that in another radio show, because I sold one of my investment properties tax-free because I had lived in it, owner-occupied, two of the last 5 years, so I had capital gains exemption. But I said, honey, instead of buying another property that we can get a tenant, I want to buy two properties, one in Woodland Park, one in Lake George, and subdivide and develop those for another strategy altogether. But I want to go through and cover three things with you today. I'm going to have Justin Hermes on next, who is special guest. He's also a host of Real Estate Realities, who is a property manager himself. We're going to talk about property management and a little bit of the amazing development like Amazon Service Center that's coming into town, and how you can gear your property search and your landlord destiny around popular areas of town. But first of all, is it hard or easy to become an investment property owner? I actually want to talk about that. Number two, I want to ask you, can you be a landlord, or can you get an investment property and actually just rely back on a property manager? But if you're going to hire a property manager, you really need to be informed and interview them. And that's where you need individuals like Justin Hermes in your life. You need individuals like me in your life. And we are a phone call away. I mean, you can call me right now at 719-330-1457 and say, hey, Jay, I know that you work for Churchill Mortgage. I know that for you, how you pay for the radio show is for you or any of your friends to come through me and get a purchase or a refinance loan. That allows me the profitability to keep the radio on the show where I give you valuable information like this for free. But on top of providing you with a competitive loan product, I can also give you the baby steps on how to be a successful investment property owner and even a landlord. Now, most importantly, is what are the benefits or possibly some of the headaches and the long-term outlook if you take the plunge into property management? That's what I'm going to cover here. And I'll tell you, one of the secrets that my wife and I have had about being investment property owners and being landlords. So I have a lot of clients that own investment property, and they allow a property manager to take care of the details. And what, in fact, does a property manager do? Most importantly, property managers get people in your house to pay you money so you can make a residual income. Well, that's very, very easy in today's world, because I'm telling you right now, with different articles and so forth, Colorado Springs for the last 5 years has been on the top five communities in over 240 that are polled, all the way from Waco, Texas, to Salt Lake City, to Boston, San Francisco, Austin, Boise, Idaho, Denver, Colorado, Dallas, Texas. The list goes on. Colorado Springs has been in the top five, and that's very, very important, because you get a high demand and a low supply, but normally a property manager will do that for you. Also, a property manager makes sure you have a proper lease, deposits, and stuff like that. And then also, the property manager doesn't pay or do it themselves, but arranges for services, cutting of grass, trimming trees, and replacement like furnaces, hot water heaters, doors, hinges, toilets, stuff like that. And then finally, that property manager helps you periodically get a checkup on the condition of your house. Now, Justin's going to talk about more details, but the reality is this. The one thing that I wanted to tell you, if you stayed after the break, I have three little secrets that I follow every single time. And with these three secrets, as an investment property owner and a landlord, I've never had anybody manage my properties. I've always done it myself for the experience. But I have three things that have helped me keep 100% occupancy, period. Number one, for me personally, and this is your right as a landlord or an investment property owner, I never accept any application into my house without a credit score of at least 640 points. And some people say, what? My brother doesn't have a credit score that high, and I just put him in my house. Well, I don't even have a credit score this high. And you know what I tell them? Don't rent to yourself or your brother. This is your investment, and there's enough renters out there. Now, this might have been a problem back in 2011 when we had more houses than renters. But right now, we have far more renters than we have houses, and you can demand it. Number two is I always take an exorbitantly high deposit. I ask for the first month, the last month, and that security deposit, which I call the hardwood floor deposit. And number three, I make sure every single individual that comes in my house is similar across all my properties. So one, I make sure that their car is clean when they come look at my house. My wife welcomes them in, and I just take a sweet, innocent look at their floorboards. Clean floorboards, they're progressing. Dirty floorboards, we go ahead and go on to other people. But I also make sure they're all in the same category. See military families, elderly families, single working parents. Pick one type of tenant and keep them. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to have Justin Hermes right after the break, and we'll continue the conversation of being a great landlord.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back. Now, here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the meat?
Well, thanks for sticking around for the third segment of the Jay Garvin Show. I am Jay, your host. As always, when you have an investment property question, an investment property ownership question, how to be a landlord, how to get your next purchase or refinance mortgage, you just call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com. I've been a licensed loan officer since it was required in 2009, and I've been originating loans since 2000, and I run a team right here, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, exclusively endorsed by Dave Ramsey, the debt-free home ownership guru. So, but today, you and I have been talking about investment property ownership, more specifically, being a landlord. Is it really as complex as it sounds? Can you do it? How do you get experience? And none better to have in the studio than the real estate reality guru, Justin Hermes.
What's going on, Jay, babe? How you doing?
Good, my friend. I this last Thursday night, I didn't make it to the Trump rally, but Benny and Tomas did.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing.
They were up on the stage, right?
Yep. Right. Hey, he's a hot conservative Latino for Trump. You know, we're always working. Hey, you also went this last Thursday to a Colorado Springs Business Journal where you got nominated for up-and-coming millennial.
Yeah, that's right, man. They call it a rising star, so I think we all get stars, and we get to wear them on our T-shirt for like a whole month.
Yes, you and Justin Bieber get a special star.
Oh, you're top, killing me, dude.
Top 25 participation award,
you
baby.
You are killing me. Oh.
But you are cute, and you deserve that award. But more than ever, man, I want to tell you, this is the thing. Other than you've got a heart for Jesus, and you got a great sense of humor, you got great parents, but you've got how many properties?
Oh, boy. Doors?
No, just units.
11 properties and then 19 units.
19 units. So listen right here. We're talking about being a landlord or understanding enough to interview and hire and delegate it out to a property manager. And you and your team, aside from you owning 11 units and 19 doors, how many units do you and Stephanie even manage?
110.
Bam. Mic drop. Pow. Pow. And, you know, I'm going to tell more of the story in another show, but how did you get into it? Your dad got into it when the market slowed.
That's right. We got into it by chance, Jay, I tell you what. And we had a lot of people coming saying, hey, it's either foreclosure or rent.
Who moved my cheese?
Who moved my cheese? because the real estate market changed, and a self-employed real estate agent license, your father as well, 1099 self-employed, had to actually change the strategy not only to survive but to succeed.
That's right. Yeah, and it's been a blessing because the thing that's great is we get to work with people all walks of life, you know, which is fantastic. And then I like to, you know, it's kind of like a training system we put them in and then make them into buyers.
Yeah.
So that's what's awesome is we can transform these renters into homeowners.
Absolutely. You know? And I believe one at a time, that's how you transform America. Now, I liked Bill Clinton's and George W. Bush's efforts to increase the number of homeowners, and they did, from 64% to 69%, but it was hollow because they just made more renters owners by cheap mortgage programs, and they never went through the discipline that you teach and I teach. Renters is a state of mind, and owners are a state of mind, and you have to have that ownership mentality rather than your car rental mentality. You know, you get a car rental and you just abuse it and then you give it back. And you can't do that with your home if you're going to be an owner. You got to learn the disciplines of budgets, reserves, taking care, maintenance funds, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, it's a big learning curve. And you know what I tell people is, hey, if you're not going to take it seriously, you know, and really be all in and be a good landlord, then, you know, you need to hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, because you can't be doing it willy-nilly and not respecting the tenants. That's what I really told my staff, is that, you know, it goes both ways. You respect the tenants, you treat them properly, they're going to treat the property properly, and you're going to get rent on time.
And it
you're
makes not being
gonna...
a landlord easy then.
It does. Yeah, I mean, people are like, oh my gosh, you manage your own 19. And I'm like, yeah, I just, you know how much time I spend on it a month? I spend probably an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, and
tops.
For me, I maybe, even on a busy month, spend 5 to 10 hours max. And I do everything. I even coordinate all of my contracting. But
no, I do too. I do all that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it can be done. It's just the thing is, it's like, you know, you and me trying to go in and start day trading stocks. It's not my area. I don't know about you, but it's not my area. And I'm not going to go try to make it my area. I'm going to focus my effort on making more money in the industry I know and let someone else handle that stuff for me who's a professional.
Exactly, and that's what I said in the last segment. Doing research over time, studying, becoming confident, and take baby steps. Now, I want to get the white elephant out of the room. Because out of the 8 properties I've had and 6 currently, 5 standalone rentals and the active Airbnb that Marlo and I do, how many nightmare scenarios have you had? 1, right, with that weirdo in the attic? That's like your 1 nuclear, right?
What are we talking time frame here? Just 1 year?
No. Over the last 5 years.
Over the last 5 years, probably have had about 5.
5 nuclears. Do you know how many I've had in 8 years? 1.
Yeah.
That was with...
You're more blessed than I am.
Chase the marijuana boy.
Yeah, but also, we're managing 100 and...
And you're managing 100.
Yeah, so I'm not talking mine. I've had 1 nuclear in mine.
Yeah, and that's what I meant. And I had 1 nuclear in mine, and the rest... Mine have always been rented. Have you had swaths of months where you have no renters?
No, we've never had that.
Even
in the higher price ranges, we're getting stuff rented, but we're aggressive about it, right? I mean, we're making sure we follow up with every lead. Stephanie, my assistant, so good about making sure there's no vacancies.
Yeah,
you know?
And you know the only 4 months of vacancies I've ever had in my entire rental experience is when I decided to look for renter or sell Pine. That was the only vacancies I've ever had.
Yeah, and that's natural, though. You're going to sell.
The house.
I mean, you're
going
to have a vacancy, but you wouldn't have had that if you fully committed to rent. It would have rented real fast.
Real fast. And that counts everything. In fact, I tell, as a landlord, I can teach you how to have 105% occupancy by buying the house on the 5th of the month, getting it rented by the end of the month, and then not making your first mortgage payment until after the tenant's been in there a month. That's a plus 1 month.
There it is, yeah.
Yeah, and you can do that. So tell me, first let's go through, I went through, and I'll review this again the next segment. Here's the top 5 things in my houses that have went wrong. That's really pretty simple. 1, no doubt, is adjusting the furnaces. And you've helped me with Rocky Mountain Climate. Mm-hmm. They go in for $85. They tune them up. And for the first time in 8 years, I actually had to replace my first furnace in Pleasant. And it was only $3,000. And the furnace had been in there, a Train furnace as well, since 1995. Yep. So I'm going to proactively exchange out the other 2. But
you're writing that off, too. That's what the radio listeners got to know.
It's you're writing
just,
it
they're
off.
They're just like, oh, my gosh, well, you lost all your cash flow.
No,
you're like, no, number 1, we're cash flowing more than that. I know you are on your properties. And 2, it's a tax write-off because people I've had people say that to me, and I just look at them and go,
that's
a ridiculous comment.
Now the thing is warranted for 10 years, all parts and labor.
Yeah.
So I'm guaranteed peace of mind, nothing's going to happen. The second thing for me is making sure that your hot water heaters are serviceable. Number three for me.
I'm going to stop you right there. Say one thing on the hot water heater. If you have a crawl space, that hot water heater isn't, you know, someone can't look at it visually, right? Or even if they can, we are a big fan of putting they're like $20 at Home Depot, the water sensors next to that hot water heater. So if that thing busts, guess what? It's a screaming loud alarm. And otherwise, if it's in a crawl space, man, you could have your whole crawl space flooded before anybody ever notices.
That's a great
point. Or even better, you can spend $100. This is like my brother-in-law. He's all tech savvy. I can spend $100 just and you get the one that connects your phone. It's Wi-Fi and blah, blah, whatever. But just do something because that can really screw you up.
And I think that's a great, great thing. Number three for me has been garage doors, the springs, the sensors, stuff like that, pretty simple. And then the other stuff is just the miscellaneous. The dryer belt goes out and you switch out a unit or you have a toilet that runs.
Yeah.
And then
do you include your washer dryers, Jay?
Only in half of them that are there. The other people, if they have their own, I let them
do
it.
That's what I encourage people now. It's like having two more fridges in the house.
Yeah, I know.
A washer dryer,
things?
And then I also say if you're going to leave them, tell them they're bonus items and say, hey, this is a bonus item. If it breaks, it's on you to replace it. I've just gotten away from washer dryers because they're such a pain, you know?
And
especially
if
you have a stackable, you know how much we're talking for a stackable? Even a used one, $700-$800, you know? And the tough part is no one wants to work on them. Call an appliance person and say, you know, I do too, but most of the time they do want to condemn them because they're like, listen, we're going to spend $250 to fix this. Why don't you just get a new one?
And you're right. I just flip them out with Craigslist. What are some other things that you see that people can be put at ease to know that kind of go wrong systematically? You manage much more. Anything else that I miss, things that go?
I'd say just be careful with the flooring you put in. You know, be conscientious of the carpet. Sometimes you can reuse the pad. You know, a lot of the times, depending on the house, the vinyl situation's better.
Uh-huh.
You know, also talk on backyards. Don't put money. I was sitting at a kid's kitchen table the other day, and he goes, yeah, I'm going to spend, whatever, $5,000-$6,000 and resod the back, and it's going to look great. And I'm like, listen, man, that's awesome, but no one cares. He's renting it. I'm sorry. They care about the bedrooms, the location. And you know what about your backyard? They don't want to see much grass because they don't want to pay the water bill.
Yeah, you know what's
so
amazing?
This is what I tell people. Front yard, keep it nice because you owe that to your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what they have to look at. You got a fully fenced backyard. I mean, over the years with tenants, you're going to see it go. Someone's going to screw it up.
Uh-huh.
You know, zero-scape them as much as you can. If you have a fourplex, I zero-scaped my fourplex, and it saved me, this year alone, it saved me like $2,000.
That's awesome. Because
that water bill over there is like an extra $300 a month when you're watering grass over in that Patty Jewett area.
Yep, and that water is expensive. So in the last 3 minutes here, what would you tell the radio listeners about becoming a landlord themselves or knowledge they need to have to hire a property manager?
I would just say it's totally a cost analysis, right? It's what I said earlier in the show. If you can spend your time doing something where you're going to make more money, right? It's like people say, why don't you flip houses, Justin? I'll just go sell two houses. I'll put that effort into going to sell two houses, and I'll make the same amount as the guy flipping, and I won't have the headache.
Yep.
So it's the same type of thing. Why would you look to manage the property yourself unless you're going, Justin, I'm retired, I don't have a job, or the job I have is totally capped out? Well, then you seriously need to do some training, and I would encourage you to listen to shows like this, do your research. You can feel free to call me, and I don't mind teaching people it either. There's people, clients we have, and I say, I'll teach you how to manage it on your own. I'm fine with that because I think you can do that and you have the time. But
just keep me in mind when you buy or sell your next house, right?
Yeah.
Same thing with me with mortgage. Yeah. I give this away for free as long as you're comfortable getting a competitive mortgage from Churchill. And you know what I've said now because a couple of people left? I said, no big deal. Next meeting, just pay me $200 an hour.
Yeah.
And you can have that consultation. I can have that consultation.
Well, what we do for some people is we charge them a full month's rent. And we do have people come to us and they say, we want it rented for $2,000. We charge them $2,000 and it's done and they're on their way. And then we teach them through that a little bit as well. But do not try to do it willy-nilly because you'll get burned hard. And,
yeah,
and the renters know. They know when they're dealing with somebody who doesn't know, and then they're like, okay, you know, we're going to take you for a ride. I've seen it. I've seen people come to me, and they go, man, we're in this bad situation. Can you help us? And this and this and this. And then we take it over. It's fine, but it costs them a lot of money, time, stress, and, you know, it's just not worth it. Save your $150 a month and have a terrible tenant and deal with all that. It's just
yeah, you really have to stay on top of it. And Marlo and I, and you can smell those individuals that are good people and those individuals that don't have their act together. So appreciate you coming in, my friend. This is an important
one more
show.
Thing, though, at the end. Just so you, the listeners know, also, if you have pets and if you're saying, nope, we're not going to do pets, if somebody has a service animal now, the state has gotten so liberal in that, anyone can get it approved through their doctor, and then you have to allow it. You have to allow pets if it's, if it's for assistance.
Great, great advice. And don't go anywhere. I'm going to wrap up the whole show after the break and give some of our tips again. Make sure that you go and get signed up for my investment property class along these exact same topic lines on the 17th of March. That's a Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. Be back right after the break to wrap up the show.
Give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
This is power.
For sticking with me, I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show, or the podcast portion. An amazing segment. Justin Hermes came in, talked all about being a landlord, and I'm back with you right now, and I'm going to do a 9-minute summary on being a landlord and understanding investment property ownership. First and foremost, in being a landlord, first of all, you have to understand the investment property purchase process. And you can call me directly at 719-330-1457 to understand this. You can go to ChurchillColorado.com, enter in your information on the right-hand side, and say, hey, Jay, I want a complimentary 30-minute sit-down. And this is very important because I charge individuals $200 an hour for consultation on investment property portfolio creation, LLCs, how to build residual incomes, billable and 30-minute segments, but for you, I give you a 30-minute segment for free for you and I to sit down and get a plan. I'm a licensed loan officer. I'm also a land developer. My wife and I currently have 9 properties, 5 of them that are rental properties, actually 6 of them because we short-term rent Airbnb our primary house in the Broadmoor, but then I'm developing 2 properties as well and then have a lake home up in Lake George. But one of the very first things you want to understand with investment property ownership, like anything else in your life, you have to do the research over time. I've done this for over 20 years. You get 2 or 3 people's opinions on the approach, and then you go from there. It's repetition. There are 2 primary ways to become an investment property owner that I bless. I want you to be an intentional investment property owner rather than an accidental investment property owner. I want you to even understand the 2 simple techniques that you could do. Number 1, you can take your existing home, and before you sell it, if you want to upsize or downsize, keep it. Do the downsize and put a tenant in your existing home. Or do an upsize because your children are getting older and they need more space and you keep your smaller starter home. That's number 1. It's the easiest because you're familiar with the house. You have to prepare your mortgage. That's why you call me at 719-330-1457. This is something you want to discuss 6 or 12 months before you're actually going to make the move. We help you prepare your mortgage so it's a great investment. investment property mortgage. Then you want to prepare your home to make sure that all of the fixtures. Here's the top five things that go wrong with you as your landlord. Absolutely. No doubt. Number one is you have to service your furnaces, usually just get them clean. That's the number one thing I receive calls on. Then it's hot water heaters. I love having two of my five houses or four of my six houses that two of my six houses that have boilers because radiant heat because they're much lower to maintain. Then next, it's the garage door springs, sensors, and motors. They go out. Then next, it's just maintaining the trees, the bushes, and the outside of the house, making sure that's all good. And on occasion, you have to make sure that your sewer pipes are cleaned out to the street. And then there's small things like the occasional washer or dryer that goes out or a dishwasher. And if you know the top five or six things that happen to landlords and property owners statistically, you can actually change out the toilet flush mechanism. You can actually change out or have serviced the springs on your garage door or the sensors. You can actually make sure that your hot water heater, if it's 17 years old, that you're just proactive. You spend the $800 and you replace it now, so then when you become an intentional landlord, you can go ahead and be prepared and minimize your problems. Because then you minimize the need for a property manager that you hire and spend part of your earned income. The second way is individuals that actually do a standalone property. Becoming an investment property owner, you can prepare your finances, you can prepare your down payment, then you actually prepare your team. Get a real estate agent, maybe that individual becomes your property manager. They have that skill set like Justin said, or they can probably or possibly lead you to good team members like inspectors, contractors, a separate property manager rather than the real estate agent, and then you go out and purchase that home. Now, the difference between an intentional investor and landlord and an accidental is somebody is an accidental investor if all of a sudden they have a family member that passes away, that they receive an inheritance of a house and they have no interest, no skills, and no knowledge, and they're thrown into it. Another example is a military member. They buy a house way out in Banning Lewis. They get all of the options. They live in it for 2 years, and they find out that even in this hot market that does not have enough value to sell while they're being reassigned to Fort Bragg, and they become an accidental investor because they're upside down. They got more mortgage than home value, plus the real estate agent selling and their selling fees. And that's the investment property ownership that you don't want to be part of. And for me, the last part of this show is very, very important. You have to keep it simple, that kiss. You know, keep it simple, sweetheart, because you've got to make sure that you can do it well. This is what my wife and I have done. We have five houses that are standalone rentals and one of our primary residences. In our standalone rentals, every single one of those houses is a three-bedroom, two-bath. Every single one of them is a rancher on a crawl space. Every single one of them has a one-car attached garage. Every single one of them has the exact same style furnaces, exact same style electrical boxes, exact same style of wiring. And every single one of those we chose to rent to a single professional working adult. We don't have any couples in our houses. That's just by our choice. Those are the people that symbolize. They're so small that we have working professionals. A lot of them, several, are traveling nurses, so there's not a lot of wear and tear in the house. And we, in particular, like pets. So those are the type of tenants we have. We have some people that like military families. We have some people who like retired families. We have some people that want a mirror of them that have two children and parents. But you have to keep it simple if you're going to be your own landlord and make your tenant and your investment properties duplicatable. And then again, like I said, the top three things that I look for that has given me 100% success, I always require a 640 credit score or higher. Well, Jay, my credit score is lower than that myself. Well, then don't rent to yourself. Get someone who's got higher credit. Make sure that you're taking very large deposits and make sure that these individuals are clean and presentable. When they appear and their cars appear, they're going to treat their cars and their self the same as your house. And as I state at the end of every show, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. You can become a landlord, but you've got to have relationships and memories along the way. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I've received in you, the radio listener, someone that I would serve. Thanks so much for being here on the Jay Garvin Show. And remember, during this weekend, sign up for my investment property class on March 17th, Tuesday evening, 6:30 p.m. Go to ChurchillColorado.com. First 10 people who sign up get Remodeling Expo tickets for free March 13th through 15th. $10 value. Sign up now. You've been listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.